Boysai, the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Greenbaum family, Lilishmas Haravagon, Rav Simcha Avram, Ben Rav Shimon Arkayan Sheps, Zatzal Tov Zayin Mar Cheshvan.
What did I say? Tezayin.
I would have known, I would have said to Shia something that I heard from him.
Ooh, sorry.
Mordechai Kamaisa, it's about 25 years ago. I said, oh, I asked him a pshat in a certain halacha in Hilchus in Masechta Pesachim. It was in Bank Leumi, Sheps. It was in Bank Leumi on King's Highway. It's very three Gilgulim afterwards, I don't know what it's called today. That it was called Bank Leumi, and he was waiting on line, and I was waiting on line. It's the Mechem Fegendor Shiva Shaila. I asked him, on the spot, he said, Medav Gut Kenan the Mechayim in Hilchus, Chometz of Matzen, from the Mechayim, Hilchus Chometz of Matzen. And since then, I came back, me, I got from that half a sentence, it's given a ganze Stickel, but I didn't realize that it was tonight is Yotzeit. Okay. There's two sugyas in the end of Ari Pesachim, one by Moror and one by Matzah. That Tosfos in both of them teaches us a gewaldike chiddush in Hilchus Birchus HaMitzvos, and he bases the chiddush on a third case in Hilchus Tkiyas Shofar. Very interesting. It's an all-encompassing kechitimtza. The first case is kuf yedalet on the base, kuf tezvav on the aleph. When you only have chazeres, the only yerek you have is chazeres, and you have to make shtei tibulim with the chazeres. And the halacha is matzeh v'achikach mor. That the mitzvah's matzah has to be done before the mitzvah's morah. So the first tibul, especially if you hold mitzvah's tzichas kavana, so you have a way of making that the first tibul should not be the mitzvah. And what the Gemara calls is you eat it with toiras v'yo pri adama, kidei she yishalo atinoikis, and you should make a tibul, and that tibul is Kadesh Yishula Atinoikis, and you're only eating it because you have to eat a Bore Priyadoma and make a table so the children should ask Manishtana. Kana Ben Shoyal. The second Achila, after you did Matzah, that you're doing Yushem Mitzvah Sachilas Mor. And you're doing Matzah Vachakach Morim, because it says in Pasuk, Al Matzah is Umatzah is Al Meroyim, Mitchila Matzah Vachakach Morim. So when do you make the Brichas HaMitzvahs? It could be that the Brichas HaMitzvahs you make by the second Achil, Al Achilas Mor, because by the first Achil you're not doing the Mitzvah. You're eating the Min Mor, eating Chazeres, which is a vegetable that you could be Yotzer with the Mitzvah of Mor, but you're Lahedya, invalidating that Achila from being an Achilas Mitzvah, because you don't want to do now the Achilas Mitzvah. So you're eating it b'toiras b'yot p'yadama. So there was the first man, the Yomer, and the Gemara that says, Metchilo mevorech b'yot p'yadama on the chasuk. Ulo b'soif, after the matzah, he makes alachilas maru v'leichel. But Rav Chisda says you can't do it. Because he says a loshin, la'acha shemilei kreisoi heimenu, you already ate the mora, now you're going to make alachilas mora. So he says no. First you make borya piyadoma and alachilas mora on this mora, and then you eat matzah, and then you eat the mora. So Tosfos is that Zosnish Lenin, the superficial pshat, that Rav Chisda holds you can't invalidate the first achila, because mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. And Mamela, anyhow, you're being Lekayim Mora the first time. And that's what the words La'acha Shamili Kreiso Heimenu means. So Tosfos says, because it's not the right words, because that's too mild the lashon. If you were Mekayim the mitzvah the first time, then when you're eating it a second time and you're making a bracha, it's a bracha levatole. You're making a bracha without a kima mitzvah, that you can't be. Is Mamela Zoktaisri's Behechrich, we're going now, that you're not Mekayim Mora the first time. And Afal Pikein, it's not proper that you should do an Alachilas Mora after you were ready in this sitting to eat an Achila of Mora. Because should you guess an Alachilas Mora, even though your intention of that Alachilas Mora was Shalei L'Shei Mitzvah and you weren't Yoytzeh the Mitzvah, but there's some kind of a taina in Hilchas Brachas. La'acha shamila kreiso emenu yagzev yivarech ala. So the solution is to make the bracha now. And even though you're not doing the mitzvah smor, but he says you're doing sha'ochal mimenu ma'at betibul vishn. You did eat more of betibul vishn. He might mean ma'at, less than a kazayis. But it's not a big thing, less than a kazayis, because it's very possible, as you know, the Rosh in Kol Shoh, that the only reason you need a kazayis by Mor, I think it's in Kol Shoh, maybe it's here.
It's over here.
That the Rosh says that the reason you need a kazayis is only for the bracha. But be'etzem libas, the ikke mitzvah is Pesach. So the min of amatzos amyoyim yechlu, the Mor doesn't have to have a shir achilu b'fnei atzmat. So, male, even in the Rabbonin of Morer, there is a Rabbonin of Morer unless there are Kazayis. So, male, here that you're going to be doing the mitzvah later, and you're going to be using this bracha somehow on Shvetadikim mitzvah, which will be a Kazayis, so the Achila Ma'at that you're doing now is enough, and Mamela, you could do the bracha. Boyer the Kazay. I'm Yoytze with the Alachilas Morer that I'm going to do later. Right now, stop. I'm eating more, min more. I'm eating chasa because the children should ask. Could have eaten not chasa. I could have eaten karpas. I don't have karpas, so I'm eating chasa. But without, I'm eating more, the zach of more. Can ich machen al achilas more now? And it's going to work for the mitzvah which I'm going to be doing later. To make an al achilas more now and not eat more. We all know that you have to be masmich the mitzvah to the bracha without a hefsek. That's a din of al asar. You do a mitzvah, it has to be samuch, and the bracha has to be samuch to the mitzvah. But vibald, you're eating maror, even though you're eating it shaloi b'toyras kiuma mitzvah. It's enough that the bracha is nismach enough to achilas maror that later you could be yitz. Dova pel. Because what's doing? I'm not doing Ashekedishonu the mitzvaisa vitzivonu alachilas mar. I'm doing a hollow maisa of eating mara shal yishalo atinaikis. Afopikein. So Tosfos mekendo stop. As they learn to asugia kuf tezvav imsach. What's in the makar, Zak Tosfos? Peladik in makar. Mimachin tki is the meyushif. We do tki is the meyushif. Shaloi al Seder Abrochis. Then we go out and we do Kia Shoifer al Seder Abrochis and Tefillah. The Chazal will metakin that the Kiyum Mitzvah Shoifer should be al Seder Abrochis. Even though there's a din of Loi Ma'akvei Zuazu, but the Mitzvah Kitikuna is to do Kia Shoifer al Seder Malchi Yuzachrainas Veshoifers. Why do we blow Meyoshif, stating the Gemara, Kedei Larve V'Sasot. Kum Tois. There are the 30 Tkiyas Al Seder Avroches. Those are the Iket Tkiyas, with which I'm Yoytzen Mitzvah's essay of Yom Tua Yilachem. The Chachamim made that this are the Tkiyas with which you should be Yoytzen Yom Tua Yilachem. Those first 30 are additional Tkiyas to the Yom Tua Yilachem. Larva the sasot, but the etzem mitzvah we learn out in the Torah, you're yoytze with that, because there's 10 koilas, and you have to be yoytze which out of 10. So there's the takon of the Gemara, so we don't know what a trua is, so we have three types of truas. So memela, we have either a shvarim or a trua, or a shvarim trua, so memela, the chesmen is 30, but that's it. What you're doing before, or what we're doing with the Meya koilas, is a grosa inyan, vayiv tiya bevei sisra, abadas is nisht kiyis shal kiyu mitzvah. Afal pi kein, the Chazal established that we do the bracha, what the Rishonim established, that we do the bracha, and the tkiyis the meyushim. Shas, we do the tkiyis the meyushim, shaloi lotzeis yedei mitzvahs yang tuha yilachem, we do the bracha. And that really doesn't depend. Mitzvah tzichas kavona, mitzvah loy tzichas kavona. The Chazal interfered and said these mitz, these tkiyas are not the tkiyas shol mitzvah. These are the tkiyas shol mitzvah. And avo pikein, we make a bracha on kiyas shofar shaloy shol mitzvah, samuch to the miches on mitzvahs, and we yaitze with that bracha the mitzvah which will be taking place achakach after the kiyuma mitzvah. Ay bazai, like the Chachamim established it, like Minig HaChachamim isn't Kiyas Shofar, we have a right to do the same thing with Rav Chisda's Taina in Achilas Meror. This is their Tosfos. In the Zelbe Tosfos, mit HaRashbam, there is in Kuf Yutes, Kuf Chof by Afikoyim. There's this big Shaila, which is the matzah with which you're Yoitz. This is the Gemara, Sufginim, the Duvshinim, he is greeting the Blachi Yoichel Kazayis Matzah Bachroina, Bachroina in Berishoina Loi, Loi mi Boyi Berishoina, Dakol Chiluti Yavoin, Ava Bachroina to Miachila Gasa, Kamash Malo. So the mice, today, we have a din to eat Afikoimit, which is Allah Soiva, which is the last Achila of the night. Is that the Achila with which we Yaitse? And the achil in the beginning of the Suda is to be masajid the Suda ala pas? Or no? Afikoyman is an extra achila, zechel pesach. And we should have tam bepiv. Of the kiyum mitzvah is with the Rishon. So the Rashban, he learns that you yoitza with the first achil. Bezui matzah betzua shano oichlim ba'achroino l'shem choiva. Aye, what's with the bracha? Val korcheinu anu mevarchim al achilas matzah berishoino ava pi she'eino l'shem choiva ki diomer achiz delil. Davi mor. Ba'ach Hashem ilo ikrei se'emen. So Rashbam and Kuf Yutes on the base, and Tosfos says the same thing in Kuf Chof on the Dal. So we're doing the mitzvah ba'achroino. Like the Rashbam. We don't paskel like that. We do the mitzvah of Rishayim. But he learns that the mitzvah is Bachrayim. And an hour before that, you made an achilas matzah and an achilas she'ina sholchayim. But after Pekin, if you wouldn't do it that way, and you're going to come and make an achilas matzah the end of the Seder, by the Afikoyman, you'll have the problem of la'acha shamiloi krei soheimenu. How could you make a bracha? The Meila, make the bracha now, even though it's not an Achilas Choyla, it's not an Achilas Kiyama Mitzvah. Afal Pikei, Hilchas Brachas allows it. Chachamim accepted this kind of a bracha. But in order to us to accept that we understand even together in this, we're going to have to establish that right now I'm not a Meshake B'Brichos. If I'm right now not doing mitzvah achilas mora, A, or mitzvah achilas matzah, B, or mitzvah tkiyah shofar, C, but rather I'm blowing, I'm making koilas, or I'm eating matzah the night of Pesach, but it's just a mundane achila, or I'm eating yerek of chasa the night of Pesach, but it's an achila kidei sheyishalo atinoikis, but it doesn't have any validity in the gather of Bo'erev Toichlu Matzis, or Matzis al Meroyim Yoshu, or Yom Chua Yir Lochem, it's beyond comprehension. But the state, if Zokto Chasheki Deshanu B'mitzvayso B'tzivanu al Achilas Mor, Unichas HaTomato, it's Kenich Nishzai, Zokto Achilas Matzah, Unichas HaPretz, it's Kenich Nishzai, is Ken Zayin. What is it? The Davdos Ken and Magda Zayin, where do we have a makor of this thing called a Meiser Mitzvah? Bioinosoi ubezmanoi, aber Yoitze Zayin bin ich Yoitze mit dem. Aber ich tu Mitzvah Schäufer, ich tu Mitzvah Matzah, ich tu Mitzvah Mora. Und ich darf es nicht, ich hab's schon. Oder ich hab's früher, oder ich hab's später. It's redundant. But that's all it is, it's redundant. It's a regular my mitzvah. But I don't need the mitzvah, weil ich hab da the mitzvah. Aber I don't need it, hab ich zwei mitzvahs. One I need, and one I don't need. Or no, there's no such a thing. One mitzvah to a customer. It's getan the mitzvahs to getan. Das ist dann getan. It's gone. Indeed, places in, when in Dan Rashbam we see, das ist getan mitzvah. Na, ich darf nicht die mitzvah. So where do I have a makor for such a thing? I have a gekretschte makor, but it's a klar a makor. And that's a vikivei. Klar for a vikivei. No, but shayfa, no. Going backwards. You're bringing me a makar by bracha. We want that it should be in Gidrei Mitzvahs. I should find such a thing. No. Someone will come in action zich and saying that as long as you belong in shayfa, you can make a lishmaya kal shayfa. I want to prove, independent of these makaris, that what you're doing now is mitzvah. Tosha didn't. Tosha put it right that you can make a bracha. That doesn't mean, but the question is, why could you make a bracha? But does it shine? But you have to find, establish somewhere that something like this in halacha, where it's not totally in my svara, someone will argue with me. For anybody that's going to say that you see in this Tosfos that it's a mitzvah, someone will tell you, no, you can make the bracha anyway.
But why would 400
kilos for nothing? No, 100 kilos, the Gemara says, is a makar from that Yalaha
v'nisasat. It's not part of the mitzvah.
No, it's a different mitzvah, the Harav HaSasotin. Really, it should be about Taisif, Taisif asks. Taisif in two places asks, how could you blow? It's about Taisif. And Taisif answers another, a ganze shtickle Taisif, that if you repeat a mitzvah, that's not about Taisif. Taisif, because the tzura of about Taisif is adding to the mitzvah, but not adding to the mitzvah. Repeating a mitzvah, Taisif in Tezayin and Taisif in Choftes, or Chavches in Rosh Hashanah, twice give a Yisrael. Twice a Chavches in Rosh Hashanah goes through a million cases. Tzitzis, Tfilin, other cases. When is a thing Hosafa and when it's not Hosafa? Shmini B'chag, Twice is Gans and Gedorim, what's called Hosafa? And Twice says, I see it's a mitzvah based on it's not Hosafa. Meaning that in Gidrei Mitzvah, you're a Moisef. You're not Stam. Attaching yourself to the mitzvah, and now I'm yoytzi yedei chavasoi with 60. Can't be yoytzi yedei chavasoi with 60. The tzura of ki yishayfer is 30. The tzura of ki yishayfer is 30, not 30, but ki yatruot ki. That's ki yishayfer. Ki yishayfer is ki yatruotriya. Two ki is two triya is two ki yishayfers. Three times ki yatruot ki is three times ki yishayfer. Same thing matzah. The mitzvah of Erev Teich Achilas Matzah. Two Achilas Matzah is two Erev Teich Matzah. This is the second Erev Teich Matzah. This is one and this is another. So the question is, so what is the first one? So let me tell you, Rabbi Kivega, that Achroinim are stuck on this, Rabbi Kivega, and ich mein, this is the only way to fashtay it. Now, and it's going to fagvarf in a place, this Rabbi Kivega. Kivega is in Shulchan Aruch by the Inyan of Bichas Agoyim. And Rabbi Kivega says the following halach. The Tor B'Shem Arosh learns up a Gemara in the end of Brachas in Perek Aroya, where Rabbi Yehuda survived an illness, and his Talmud, Rabbi Chana Bagdasa, came with a group of Talmud Chachama with a minion, and he made a bracha on his Rebbe's recovery, Brich Machmana, Malka the Alma, the Yavis Lon, the Lo Yavis Liaf. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Amen. Stating the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda was Yoitz. Fek the Tur B'Shem Arash, Why did he need our name? We have a klal, Shoma v'lo yano yatsa. Why do you need our name? Why can't he be yatsa with Shemeya Ka'ayna? So Rabbi Kivega, in a different piece, points out that it's a pella. Because Shemeya Ka'ayna could only give me the words as you said them. And the words as you said them don't fit my bracha, because your words are, thank Hashem that you survived. I have to say thank Hashem that I survived. So Memela says nish. But for some reason, that's not the teretz of the Tur B'Shem HaRosh. And the Tur B'Shem HaRosh has a Yesoidus Dikat teretz. He says, Vibalt, Reb Chana, was not mechuyev in the bracha. He was only allowed to make the bracha, but he wasn't mechuyev. And they say the reason he was allowed to is because you're allowed to give a Shevach V'Hoidah of Agoymo on your friends Yeshua also. Then you need the guidelines, but there's such a din. Is Eibazay Shomea Ka'oine means I have to be Yotze with your bracha. Your bracha is a bracha that's Eina Mitzuva V'Oise. I can't be Yotze with it. But Amen is Kala'oine Achara Bracha Kimavorek State Namba. So Memela, it doesn't mean I'm Yotze with your bracha. Now answering Amen after you bracha is my own bracha. Now it has to be after a bracha. So you're entitled to make the bracha, so that gives it a validity of a bracha. Once you're entitled to make the bracha, gives it a validity of a bracha, I could say Amen after. Look at the Kivek. Shomea Ka'oine could only work to stel myself to in your Amir. And I'm become Yotze with your Amir. But if your Amir is an aniya she'ena shel chiyuv, and I mean an aniya shel chiyuv, your aniya she'ena shel chiyuv can't cover for me when I need an aniya shel chiyuv. But with the din of kol ha'ayna, amen kemavarech, I'm the yoyna. As long as it's a bracha, and not a bracha levatola, and it's a legal bracha, I can answer amen on the bracha, and now I have a bracha. Thus zok the tur b'shem arash. This is what the Bikiveg is on. Zok the Bikiveg. Kommt der Reus von dem Ayesoid la Halacha. That does was a statement in the Sech, the Rosh Hashanah. That kol abrochas kula. That in Yotza, the Afal, what does it say? The Afal Pishu Yotza Moitzi. So he says, but Bichas HaNenim, there's no Yotza Moitzi, but in Bichas HaMitzvahs, there's a din of Yotza Moitzi. And Rashi says, I'll call Yisrael HaRaven Zelazeh. Oh, but you can't deny that the second time I'm making the bracha, I made already a bracha today on Esrik. And I was Yaitse Esrik today. I'm the Luluf today. Now I'm making the bracha, so you should have a bracha. So my bracha is a bracha without chiyuv. About my bracha is a bracha without chiyuv, you can't be Yaitse with Shemeya Ka'oina. Now that din of Yotze Maitse needs a nami. That's what Rabbi Kivei.
Maybe Arvish helps.
Aris is not a chiyuv, it's enough to become a bracha. But you know, la halacha, it's not a mitzvah of Aris, right? You want to be mevatel Torah to go do Aris?
It's not.
Stominisht. Don't give up your daf yoyim to go do Aris. Blame it. Maybe I'll chesed, but not I'll mitzvah. Maybe I'll mitzvah gmiddel chesed, which is a mitzvah of Aris, and an old lady should have a bracha, but it's at Arvis alone, it's at the din of Arvis, Vesach. This is Rabbi Kivei. Fred Davnei Neza, verstehst? If Rabbi Kivei is right, I can ask the same kasha on a mitzvah itself. I have mitzvahs that use Shemeya Ka'oina. And I have mitzvahs that have a din of Yotza Moitzi. So who's saying Amen on the mitzvah? L'dugma, T'kiya Shoifu. The Yotze Moitzi on Kiya Shofar. Where's the Amen on Kiya Shofar? So that it come to kill this Yankin B'stomer. I haven't looked it up this time. And he says, B'stomer, you could say that Kiya Shofar is not Yotze Moitzi, because Kiya Shofar is a din of Shmiya, is the Ike Mitzvah. And we bowed all you need in the Mitzvah is L'Shmoya. So Machloik is Rishonim. But if the Mitzvah, Rabbi Kivega will be going that the Mitzvah is Shmiya. Okay. So they ask on him, Fred the Killer's Yankin Shkoyach. So we'll mach avek. Kiya Shoyf, what do we do with Mikra Megillah? The bracha of Mikra Megillah is Mikra, not Shmiya. Taisus brings that only Noshim have Shmiya, but our Noshim have a Kriya. So you need Shomer Kohen. You need to be Yotze with Yanim's Kriya. But the Chayes Kumen, that every guy that was already laying the Megillah today, and now he's laying the Megillah a second time, so Yenna should have to say Amen. The Doiva Sholem Lechol Zare is going to have to answer Amen. So that's honest. You can't say Amen on a Megillah. Amen on a Bracha. You can't say Amen on a Mikra. What's the Amen? I affirm the Megillah. To lay in the Megillah, I can't affirm the Megillah. So what's the answer? Kiveya says it in Brachas. And he doesn't take into consideration that there's something that goes way beyond Brachas, which is the Gufa Mitzvah, which there are times that the Mitzvah is an Ani and the Din is Yotza Moitzi, and obviously nobody got stuck on the fact that it's only Yotza Moitzi. So what do you see from such a thing? That the Kiveya never dreamt that there's a problem with repetitious mitzvahs. Rabbi Kiveya held that if a person reads the Megillah in the morning, then he reads a second time the Megillah in the afternoon, there's absolutely nothing different the second Mikra Megillah than the first Mikra Megillah. Same thing with Kiyas Shofar. If a person blows Shofar in the morning, and then he blows in a nursing home in the afternoon, it's absolutely not different the second Kiyas Shofar from the first Kiyas Shofar. It's Kiyas Shofar. Today is B'Chodesh Hashvi, B'Echad L'Chodesh, Yom Truah Yir Lachem, Shabbos and Zichron Truah, Chagunum and Hashofar, Chagatom Truah. What's Truah? Kiyah Shvarim, Tashat, Tarat, Tashat, I did Kiyah. I did it in the morning, beautiful. I did it in the afternoon, noch wunderbar. Am I Yoitze in the afternoon? No, because I was Yoitze in the morning. But not because there's anything lacking in the Chetzah of the Asiyas Mitzvah in the afternoon. What's lacking is that I have a mitzvah. So, about I have a mitzvah, I don't need this mitzvah. But the oine, the yoitzer needs the mitzvah. So he's getting a perfect tkiya shofar, and he's yoitzer with it. He's getting a perfect mikra megillah, and he's yoitzer with it. In birchas mitzvahs, Dr. Ricky Vega, you have a problem. Because Birchas HaMitzvahs, the Chetza of Birchas HaMitzvahs was Mesukim and Choyva. But when a person is making a Birchas HaMitzvah nisht by Choyva, that's not the Matbei, the Takon of Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Birchas HaMitzvahs is a Brocha for Choyva's Mitzvah. For Einem and Tzuda the Yoyse, they want the second Birchas HaMitzvahs. Kumtoy's the second time that I'm only blowing an Avis, I'm doing a Mitzvah B'lichiyuv. So a mitzvah b'lichiyuv is a brocha on a mitzvah b'lichiyuv. That brocha is like a goymo on your Rebbe's recovery. The brocha on a mitzvah after I've already been yoitzer the mitzvah is I have permission to make this brocha because of Kol Yisrael Areidim Zelazeh. But it's a zah birchas mitzvahs. Like making a birchas goymo on your Rebbe's recovery is a birchas goymo. Just like that's not a birchas agoymel, it's a new voluntary birchas agoymel. It needs an amen. So if the Kiveya, a voluntary birchas mitzvahs, not a mandatory birchas mitzvahs, needs an amen. But a voluntary mikra megillah bismanoi is a regular mikra megillah because there's no shear that a second mikra megillah nishka mikra megillah. Shaykish ta posik megillah achasomerach mikriya achasomerachmona veloy shnei kriyas. There's no miut on the second kriya that it's lacking in the Torah's Mikra Megillah. Oy bazoi, if I made it and Yena heard a regular Mikra Megillah bismanoi b'yoy nosoi, and now he needed a Mikra Megillah b'yoy nosoi. He was right. Some chomei akalim.
So the Balkarmi was laying the Megillah in the nursing home in the afternoon. Shouldn't make a bracha.
Should make a no.
Bracha.
Should make a bracha. And Yena's going to say yomi. Yena's going to say yomi. He's allowed to make a bracha if Yen is going to say Amen. Because Tom is the bracha levatala. Because if Yen is not going to say Amen, I don't need the bracha. And Yen was the yoitza with the bracha because the Kivega passed in Shemei Akoin and wouldn't help with such a case. So the Kivega is a chumma. This is what the Kivega is a chiddush din in ratio tests in Oyachayim. So the Kivega is an halach. I think the Mishtabur brings it, if I'm not mistaken.
The difference between bracha and let's say, Asiyas Mitzvah is also.
about by Brocha, he's less of a chiyuv. The reason you have to say Amen is because he's not allowed to make the Brocha without somebody else. Like, he can make the Brocha, so as long as you know there's somebody, you're going to
say. No, but we're talking about the second guy being yoitz. It's not a question of allowed and not allowed.
What I'm saying, the reason why by Brocha, he has to have
an. Yeah, but you don't understand.
Because the person.
No, one minute. But if Yenna will not be. If Yenna can't be yoitz a Brocha without Amen. And you're not going to find the fundamental difference between bracha and mitzvah. You're not giving the fundamental difference. You're telling me the risk factor.
No, there's a fundamental difference because bracha, the chiyuv is less than the mitzvah. Why? Because you can make the bracha on your own. You're not going to make the bracha again if there's no one going to be yoitz.
Therefore what?
So therefore when you make the bracha, because you have less of it, if you're mechuyev himself, there's no shayla. Let's say you're not mechuyev in the bracha. The whole thing is you're not mechuyev in the bracha.
The nekuda is that Yenna can be yoitz. The kibbeh's ikka problem is that the Shemeya will not have a bracha without Amen.
That's what I'm saying, but why? Why does he need Amen?
Because Yenem's bracha is a bracha without a chiyuv.
Right.
It's like a goyim of Rishos.
It's more than it's a bracha without a
chiyuv. But I'm telling you, it's a bracha
that he's not allowed to make. He's not allowed to make the bracha on his own.
He says for Arvis, you're allowed to make.
Let's say he's alone. There's nobody else.
No, but he's doing it to the monks. You're not a guy.
I'm saying.
I don't know why that answers the question of the Kinegan.
Because Megillah, I could be in the room myself.
You're right. You're explaining.
You could eat a matzah again.
Mitzad the Mavarech and the Makri Megillah, I agree with you that there's a much bigger risk in being a Mavarech Shaloikidin than reading the Megillah unnecessarily. Okay. But that's not what the Kinegan is addressing. He's coming to address why the Shoymeya is not Yoitza with the Bracha. And he can't, and he's not taking care to explain to you why is the Shemeya in the same situation Yoitza with the Megillah. And for that, you have to say Rabbi Kiveya. You have to say what I'm saying. If we've established this as a fact, that contrary to the way we might think otherwise, but that Rabbi Kiveya at least is of the opinion, because very schwer to find Mekoiris that'll go against this. There's people that feel that the Rambam is in Hilchas. I don't know for whom they say it, maybe in the Agoda of the Brisker Agoda, that in the Rambam is Mashma, that the more matzah you eat, the more mitzvah you eat, your yoitza, which might be rias to this. I'm not going into that. But if this is the Nekuda in Rabbi Kiveya, that doing mitzvah ba'oinosa without choiva is a ma'aser mitzvah gemura that someone else could be yoitzer with it. It's only the problem is that it's, to me, not needed. Heben ma'on fashtein this inyan of asiyah sa mitzvah shtei pa'on. It's not only a svarim ba'toysev bi'alma. Asiyah sa mitzvah shtei pa'on is asiyah sa mitzvah. Finish going through the motion. Asiyah sa mitzvah shtei pomim is asiyah sa mitzvah. Das a geton de mitzvah. Vaharaye, wenn ich tu di mitzvah, was is an aniyah, und a zweite hat von mir, is a yoitze mit mein aniyah. Kommt da is asiyah sa mitzvah shtei pomim is an aniyah. Sa sa min aniyah. An asiyah sa mitzvah. In Cain, we have an understanding of what happened by us. Sai by the tki is the miyushin. And Sai, by eating Chazeres L'Shem, Boye Pi Adom, Olam Adiyom, Mitzvah Tzriches Kavon. And Sai, by eating Matzah, Shaloy Al Asoiva, not Matzah, that's not the Matzah of Afikoyim. And in all three of them, these Rishonim are going, you're not Yoitzah with the Matzah, with the Nish, with the Shoifer Rishon, Nish with the Chazeres Rishon, and it's with the matzah rishon. Unafa became, because there's a baya with making the bracha la'acha shamila kreisa heimenu, blight the takonas bracha b'kai gavna, as medafnisht masmich zayn to the bracha, the yoytze yidei choyva from the mitzvah, so genuge dust masmich zayn to the bracha asiyas a mitzvah. Machen a brocha vasiya sa mitzvah is a brocha lo batol. If a person makes a brocha just on a second time, if a person already lay in the Megillah, Now he was mamish choshke nafshay. He wants again to give shevach lahidoy to Rabish because he knows the Gemara says in a few places kriyosay zui lula. He's mamish dying out to give shevach lahidoy to the Abishna. So he wants to lay in the Megillah again. If he makes a bracha and he's doing it in private, he's a bracha levatolah. But in a situation where we need to do the bracha now in order for the bracha when you need it to have a bracha, and you need a din of al asar in brachas, here was a special waiver that the Chazal made that you could be masmich the bracha to asiyas a mitzvah and be using it later for kiyum a mitzvah. Even though the takana of brachas was always on kiyum, here they allowed you to do the bracha samuch to asiya, to kedei you should have the bracha later by the kiyum because of this time of la'aga shani likrei se'emenu. The chazal will convey at the bichas ha-mitzvah this way. But if lo yitzuyah, this would have not been asiya sa-mitzvah. If lo yitzuyah, this would have been a hollow blowing of shayfa to just mix up the sun. Or it would have been an achila of tibul ba'alma. It would have been an achilas moitzi. We do moitzi matzah. This would have been moitzi. What kind of a gather would it be? Al achilas meroyrim on a piece of matzah that you're eating as moitzi? What does that mean? Al achilas matzah, al achilas meroyrim on a piece of vegetable that you're eating for tibul? Now, we have established such a thing as an asiyas mitzvah bezmano gmura without being yoytze choyva with that asiyas mitzvah bezmano. So the Chazal allowed the bracha to go somuch to that asiya. Today we should have the bracha there.
That's what Tosfos is saying.
That's Kavanas HaTosfos. That's this Tosfos, that's Shofar, that's all these places. They've established.
Well, you have to come down to Rav Kiveri to say, because Chazal is saying the mitzvah this way.
No! So it's to gesund sein. This is a deraisidike concept. No! Then we're not talking the same language. If me deraisa, once I did a mitzvah, once I took the lulav, the second time I pick up the lulav, it's not netilas lulav, it's not ulukachtem lochem bayoy marish. Simple speaking, I took lulav in the morning. I have the cheshik in the afternoon. I want another time the lulav. Am I stop being a fool? I'm holding the lulav like Anshe maybe because I'm trying to emulate Anshe Yerushalayim who went around a whole day in lulaveim, or I'm doing a second time ulekachtem lochem bayoy marishayim. That's a deraisidika question. That's not a brachasdika question. That's a mitzvahsdika question. Tosfos is able to say what he says in brachas because the reality of mitzvahs is that way. But if the reality of mitzvahs wouldn't be that way, Tosfos couldn't say such a yesod in brachas. The teretzes of the Kiva Eger is teaching me hilchas mitzvahs. Memela, we could use it in a Tosfos of hilchas brachas. But if I wouldn't have a basis for such a yesod in mitzvahs, how could I learn a Tosfos like that in Gidrei brachas? That's why you're jumping from brachas to building a site. If I wouldn't have someone else that says it, how could I say it based on such a taste? But if there's a Rebbe Kivego who, because the Achronim corner him, there's no other way that he could it makes sense what he's saying,
say Gishmak. If you didn't eat more later, you didn't eat the more.
So he went home without him. What? Lo yatsa. The first achila given is zwei Sachen.
What
is that? The Torah mitzvah on yotze sein. How does it sein the zweite? We're getting jetzt lo mande yom. I'll tell you in a minute. This is where this issue gets a little tricky. We're going now lo mande yom a mitzvah striches kavon. We're going lo mande yom a mitzvah striches kavon. So we mail it. Just like there's a din kavana, that if you're not doing a ma'aseh mitzvah, you're like a mesasik. There's another din in kavana, l'man de yomah mitzvah tzichas kavana, that if you don't want to be yoytze yelecha yvoscha with this mitzvah, you're not yoytze yelecha yvoscha, because tzichas kavana. So b'meil, I'm doing the mitzvah now, ob ich will nicht yoytze sein mit der mitzvah, ob ich will nicht tom betoyras mitzvah, ob ich yoytze sein will ich spät. Z'pradan azatoysvis in lulav agozo. But this is where it's going to get very schwer. Because the Turiyavin Zokta, that he doesn't agree to Toysus. Turiyavin wants to say that such a concept works even on the Yom HaMitzvah Tzichel, Ein Tzichel Kamar. Like, when you make the Brocha on Lulav, Derech Gedulot, so we do it upside down. We turn around the Yes. So it should be Oivel Asiyos. Toysus says in one Lashon there, you don't need to. Hold the Lulav regular, be Mechavin, Shaloi Lot says, Ad Achar HaBrocha, and I feel a little on the other mitzvah saying tzrichas kavana, or a mechanish yoitzah zayin bal koch. This toisvis, and there's a pesazei Rabbeinu Yoimer in Brochus that brings such a thing from Rabbeinu Shmuel. There's two Yishoimim that say that. The Turiyevin brings a ton of rayas in Rosh Hashanah in the sugya of mitzvah tzrichas kavana that such a thing can exist. Now, it's very problematic because I'm learning our Toisvis, which is going l'man the Yom Adavke Mitzvah Tzriches Kavana, right? With this concept that Toisvis in Lulav HaGozel uses l'man the Yom Mitzvah Ein Tzriches Kavana also. Which means, ich tue a mitzvah, aber ich will nicht jöte sein, bis später. Make ich mache the bracha, because it's oivel asiyos. But what I'm saying is, if he's not going to do later, he'll bribe. He did today lulav v'loyotza because he had kavana shaloyotzes. So he did lulav without yet. The bracha will be a bracha of atola. The bracha will retroactively be a bracha of atola. If he ends up not eating mora later, and he only ate this mora shaloy l'shei mitzvah, he had no right to make the bracha. The only reason he was able to make the bracha is because eventually the bracha went on the second achila. So for the inyan of hefsik, this is enough. But if there would be no kiyum mitzvah later, there would be a total brachal of atola. No shayla. Zel bezach. If the shofar got broken, l'shitas toisvis, after the tkiyah is the meyushev, before the tkiyah is the meumid, and b'shas I made the bracha, there was tkiyah is the meumid. Unless you say a mod nezach, because we bald it's not ma'akiv, so there's always a secondary din in tkiyah that if you're not going to have tkiyah is the meumid, you yoytza with tkiyah is the meyushev. Because the halacha brachas at kiyas ain't ma'ak v'zu v'zu.
Say that
wrong. Huh?
Say that wrong. Is that
not
the actual
kiyas? Not ma'ak v'la halacha.
Tonight?
Huh?
What is it? Tonight?
No, could be it's automatic. I don't know. But we know the halacha. What's the din if you don't have a mevorech? Stay the halacha that you yotze without a mevorech. Because the din is brachas at kiyas ain't ma'ak v'zu v'zu, right? So if there's a din brachas at kiyas ain't ma'ak v'zu v'zu, and I'm going to end up not having a bracha. I don't have a chazan, I don't know how to daven. In the olden days, when only the chazan knew how to daven.
Then you're being then you have kavanah.
No, but Tosh is not going, no. Tosh is going without kavanah. In Shofar, it's going irrelevant of your kavanah. The average Jew believes.
No, but Chazal was
not. One second. The average guy, you know, the average chazan, the average Baal Pekeya pulls it on thick and the kavanah b'shas, he's doing that here. All the tkiyas the meyushev we treat very shabbily. The oil is frigid tiyazoy. Oh, but the ganze ashrei ha'om yoydis ruha is by meyushev. So every baal tekeya is mechavan to the yoytzer. Very few of them know that the kavanah they should.
No, but it's Chazal was giving you that.
So what happened? But did Zelma Chazal say that when you don't have a bracha, you yoytzer without a bracha?
Yeah, because if you're doing it but tekanas Chazal. So then you yoytze at the end.
So what happens if I have a bracha?
No, if I start off doing it, so I would kind of
say, I don't want to pass him, but I would be. I'm not sure that it's. Why would I get into it? But I'm not sure that he won't be yoytze.
That's why I put
that
before. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
If I would be if you heard it first and then some reason you didn't hear it but the bracha is. Do you have to do it again?
Oh, that same thing. If you're not
yoytzer, same thing. If you weren't yoytzer, it's weird. But
the
rabbi is saying it's weird.
That's the gather of the takana. That it's not. I think it's a mishnah Rosh Hashanah that not makos
zuzu. No, it's not when you're doing it that way.
I heard you. I understand the question.
So how does Tais Mishnah so then?
No, same thing. The Baal, the Chazal, don't want you to be Yaitzah with the Miyushin. And they want you to be Yaitzah with the Lulav. And we're going in a normal setting. We're in Shul. There's about filler. We're going to hear soon here, Bechever here. We're going to hear the Tkiyas. I'll say the Rabrochas. So what am I doing right now? I'm only doing la'avidus asotin, and still I make the bracha, the
Tosfos. But I could be getting something.
Not in the case where I have a bracha. Yeah. I say he's right. You have to work it out. I don't know the halacha. Okay, you want to say a little bit to tonight is also, besides Simcha Shemsa's Yahrzeit, Sechet Tzadik Levracha, tonight is also Rav Shach's Yahrzeit. Rav Shach says a beautiful medrash in this week's parsha. You know, the Kum Tzuzamen learned Moitz Shabbos. It's not easy. It's very close to Shabbos. I know for me it was a Tircha tonight. I'm sure for you it's a Tircha tonight. The Kum Tarois and your Matazach to be here an hour after the Zman, to be Kaveya. An extra kviyas and Torah on top of the whole week's learning, and it's not easy. And there's a Mordei Gezach. The Medrash points out that the Bari Akeda, in the beginning, Avram tells him, Shulachem poyem achamor v'ani anar nelcha adkoy, v'nishtachar v'noshuva aleichem, we'll come back. In the end, it's only v'yoshev Avram el ne'orah. So the Medrash asks, so where was Yitzchak? So one pshat in the Medrash, the first pshat, brings a mashal with a woman that had big success in a certain pelech, certain handiwork, let's say. She figured out that Hashem blessed her with a gevaldike koyach in embroidery, let's say. And she, or an art, she was extremely artistic. And she was able to generate a tremendous income with that talent and that skill that Hashem endowed her with. So her tefillah is that, again, that's very primitive, because maybe that's why Yichab son, a woman, not a man. A man learns Torah, so he should be able to understand that it's not the umnis that brings parnasa. The umnis is only a tzinor. It's funny why he picks on a woman. But he says the tefillah is shaloi tomush apelech hazem mizari. That this skill with which I made such success, so the Rabbani Shalom should give my children the same skill. We know it's the skill. You could have the skill and become a millionaire. Your child could have the same skill. And by him it becomes obsolete. There's changes in the zach of azay. That's the way the woman who has this atzlocha in Pelech. Kach omar Avram. How is I zoicha to this? Today we're talking by the climax. Eikev asher shoma Avram b'koyim. Or Eikev asher shomata b'koyim. Or ato yodate ki yirei elokim ato. V'loi chasachtas b'nchaz yechid chomim meni. Person to reach such heights. Such unbelievable heights of Asar in the Sioinus, the Snasa of Rom of Hina. And he was Omad Bekulam. That a human being should be able to scale such heights. Where is this coming? Which Pelech is bringing me this? And he says it's from the Torah U'mitzvah Shosis. It's that I was Kol Yomai, Avram Zokim, Baba Yomim, Avram Zokim, the Yeshiva, the Yeshiva. I always toiled in Torah. And about I always toiled in Torah, that Torah was matzmiach me from level to level, from daradrega to madrega. The irotzin that my children shouldn't walk away from this pelech that brought me such incredible success, my children should also be able to follow in my footsteps and have this mechanism that brings me to so much success. So miyat, walking out of the Akedah, he sent him to Beis Midrash Shel Shem. He didn't even follow him down the mountain. He sent him away to Shem, out of the way, and he went to the Na'arav. The first thing is you go in yeshiva, don't miss an hour. Go back for second Seder. Okay, so his first Seder, he sent him to Shem for second Seder. He was a very simple chavusa Seder Shem. As a state in Medrash, Pashas Vayeh, Medrash Rab. And the Medrash says another reason, why in horror, he sent him away under the cover of dark. There's a medrash in the beginning of Noyach, Medrash Tanchuma, very famous Medrash Tanchuma. That's like a two-page, a three-page Medrash Tanchuma that speaks about the incredible gift that Hashem gave us, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and Hashem was kairos a bris with us on Torah Shabbat Peh. And he goes through the whole history of Torah Shabbat Peh remaining in Klal Yisrael, through all the Galuyos, and he says there were two yeshivas that Hashem established for us in Bayis Rishon, and they joined us in Golus Bavel, and they've been with us throughout all the ages, these two yeshivas, on which Congress Kreuzel congregates around these two yeshivas to constantly perpetuate the clarity and Torah. I'm ready to get medrash, and these yeshivas are not going to see Shema, they're not going to see all the Xeris, they're going to be like the insular place that nothing is going to be shoylet bohem. Ad yemoysa Mashiach. I'm somewhere in the Gezah. So the Mefarshim is, what's it coming in Parshas Noach? Where does Parshas Noach come to this medrash? That's a shir v'shevach al ha-toyah hutza. Primarily the medrash is going on a pasuk in Kisisa. Like karati bris in Yisrael. Al-pi advarim ha-eilo karati bris. What's Stotten do ha-sefer av tanchuma anaf Yosef. Anaf Yosef says an incredible thing. He says the first words of the medrash is Eile toldes Noach, Noach. Where did Noach get the strength? Where did Noach get the ability in such a miserable dor ha-mabu, in a dor of atimolei ha-ores chamos, atishaches ha-ores lifnei elokim, atimolei ha-ores chamos, keitz kol basa, bol ufonai kemolei ha-ores chamos lifneiem. Where does oyscho ro'isi tzadik lufonai ba-dor hazeh? Ish tzadik tomim hoy. Who? How did such a noyach? How did such a noyach become? Now I ain't bored over there. Eila told us noyach. His primary achievement is that he left a legacy. He's noyach. He vet a noyach. Zok danaf Yosef al Rashi zok tachem pashas noyach by the behema Torah and the behema loy Torah that noyach learned Torah. He knew the difference between a behema Torah and a behema loy Torah. So the Medrash says that's the only way. The only way Noach became Noach is because Noach was a loymet Torah. If he wasn't a loymet Torah, there's no way in the world he would have become a Noach. And he brings a whole shtickle from a Medrash Tanchum and Kisavu that reads a pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan that it says in the Torah that when the Eibishter gives us Torah mitzvahs is la'asois chem oisam. Not that we should do the Torah, but that the Torah should remake us, to create us, to make us into what we're able to be. The Torah is the kleumnis with which we could establish ourselves for our potential, for what we could be. That's really what the message of this medrash is. Malaren to Malaren, there's Akshat Torah, there's been a tremendous amount of kriyas itim la Torah and more learning Torah, and people are learning both be'iyun and both Sinai or Kaharim. People know, people finish cycles of Daf Ayomi, and the stronger ones as the years go by becoming shod. It's all the Valdik, but that awareness of Barasi Loila Adam. That Torah is what makes the person into what he's supposed to be. That connect we might have heard in yeshiva. But as life goes on, there's a big disconnect in our awareness between the Shkidas HaTorah and the Kriyasitim LaTorah and being into learning and taking it to a level that's making myself into a human being. That's making myself into the person I'm supposed to be. That limud haTorah, every Tosfos, every Rashba, every struggle with a sugya, every struggle with a shakal v'tarya, every chavrusashaft is only serving to make me more quality person, more self-control, more being able to command my personality and my midas and my yirshamayim and my diktuk ha-mitzvahs, everything. A day that's a yard side of some giants. 99% of the people that interacted with these giants didn't see them in their pshat in the Rambam. That Talmidim. But Rav Sheps, and look, I don't know how many of you knew him, he was in the neighborhood in the last years, but I don't know, it's already a long time. How many years is it? Over 20 years for sure. Only 10 years.
12 years.
But you know, the beauty of the person, such a noble man, such a nobility of character, the Yisroel HaShabbacha Espoir, the aristocracy of a Talmud Chacham, the knowing how to make a person feel good, the knowing how to keep out of many situations where he avoided Bakei Shalom V'Rodfeu and get along with everybody and not never become party to disputes. I'm not sure what you call a beautiful person. It's only Koyach HaTayr. You talk about a giant like Rav Shach, a Rabbi Shekol B'nei Agoyim. I mean, 95% of the interaction that people had with him was not on the level of learning from him. Gemara Rashi Tosfos, Shiurim, Chaburis, Pshat and Rambams. It was all a magnetic pull to this aristocracy of Torah, of Yisrael HaShabbachai Espoir, Ploini Shalom HaTorah, Kamenoyim Drachal, Kamen Mesukonim Maisel. But that's not only for G'dolei Ador, and that's not only for the Ovis HaGdoshim. Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner writes in Pirkei Avos, a very interesting diuk. He says, there's two Mishnayos next to each other. One is Asor Doiros Minoyach Ad Avram, and then is Asorin Nisyonis Nisnasa Avram Avinu. By the Nisyonis, we call him Avinu. In the Minyan HaTorah, he's Avram. He says, because he brings a pasuk in Mishle, Nishalech B'tumoy Tzadik, Ashrei Bon of Achlov. The Tzadik paves a path, and then the offspring walks in that path with a memel, it's already a paved way. It says things that were struggles for Avram Avinu, but now they've become a paved way. It's genetic. It's hereditary. So this ability that Kol Masha Boelai is from this Pelech called Loma Torah, so we have to be aware, cognizant of that. We're people that are starke Koivim Itim LaTorah. The people that take our Torah keva umalach toyaroi. It's a requirement that Torah should manifest itself in a hechere behavior, in reisi b'nei aliyah v'heimu atim. Anybody that struggles to be a true malach toyaroi toyosoi keva is incumbent that manifests itself, that he's from those that the Mishnah, the Gemara says on him, La'is ibn Aliyah ve'enu otim. I go to go.